When you think of beauty, do you think of cellulite, wrinkles, stretch marks, or hairiness? Does it include disability, pregnancy, the after effects of cancer, and getting older? A new photographic coffee table book is challenging the usual standards of the beauty ideal. Underneath We Are celebrates a range of women's and gender diverse people's bodies. Amy Herman is the photographer and author behind Underneath We Are, and she joins us now on Life Matters. Amy, welcome to you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, before we get to the people and the stories featured in your book, tell us about your relationship with your body and how it's shifted over time.
Yeah, okay. So I grew up with an undiagnosed eating disorder from around age 10, and I didn't have... I had very loving parents, but it was, I think, similar to a lot of people growing up. There was a lot of diet culture around, a lot of dieting talk, and that sort of led me to have a really bad relationship with food. And it's continued into my adulthood, and I eventually got some help in my late 20s. So it hasn't been a great relationship with my body, and I think that's sort of where this project came about, though not intentionally, but I think subconsciously that's sort of where it started.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to read in your introduction, you rediscovered a little note that you'd left yourself years before, and that's how this book started. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I studied a Bachelor of Visual Arts and then went on to do my honours degree. And I kept art journals, as was required, and in one of the journals I'd cut out a little advertisement from a lingerie campaign, and just next to it I scribbled the words, "use different bodies," and that got left in my journal for quite a few years. And when I'd finished my honours degree, I got out my journals thinking, oh, what am I going to do now? And so I flipped back through them and I found that advertisement with that text, "use different bodies," and I thought, you know what, I'm going to pick this up again and I'm going to explore this idea a little bit further. So that's sort of where the project started, and from there I gathered four of my close mates and I convinced them to let me photograph them in their underwear. Reluctantly, they said yes, and that's where it started. We got them in the studio, they felt amazing, and they let me put the photos on social media, which was very brave of them. And from there, I just received, I would say, hundreds of messages from women asking to be photographed like that as well.
And you really wanted to make this a truly diverse collection of images. How hard was that to sift through all the requests that you got and work out what would be really diverse and representative?
Yeah, so there were a couple ways that I selected people for this book. So the first was through the website. After I received a lot of interest, I set up a website with a registration page, and people could tell me their stories, tell me a little bit about themselves and why they would like to be involved in this project. I didn't ask for a photo of themselves, so I had no idea what these people looked like. I just knew their story. And from there, through the website, we received just over 1,200 registrations from around the world, and I selected people through that. And then as the project went on, I had people approaching me saying, "I've seen these images, I think I would be really great to be in your book and to tell my story." And so we sort of selected people. It's just me. So I selected people through the website, through that process, and then also through meetings. I would just meet people and think, you know, you would be great in this book, and I would ask them, and most of them would say yes. And through social media, I met a lot of people as well, through Instagram.
I don't think it's surprising that you say we, because it sounds like it's been a really collaborative project in a lot of ways. You've worked with the women to represent their bodies, and there's this incredible diversity. There's people with different medical conditions that make life hard for them. There's people using wheelchairs. There's people of different colours and pigmentations and sexualities and genders. And, it's truly a book I have never seen such diversity in before. But what struck me too, Amy Herman, was the number of different reasons that people gave for why they wanted to take part. So people saying, you know, I never saw people look at disabled people and say they were beautiful as they were. They were always beautiful despite their disability. What came out for you about what it meant for these people to be involved in this book?
Yeah, I think that's been one of the biggest reasons that people wanted to be involved, is that visible representation of different bodies. You know, they haven't seen themselves represented anywhere before. And there's that need, I think, to see yourself represented in a positive light. I think a lot of these bodies have been shown through the media, but often in a really, really negative light. They're often, you know, the before image, for example, rather than, you know, sort of seeing yourself in a really positive, happy, confident light. And I think that's what people saw in these images when we first uploaded them to social media, was they saw, you know, a woman in a bigger body looking confident and happy, and people just sort of went, oh my gosh, I didn't realise I could do that. I can be that person, which sounds so ridiculous. I think, you know, I've been on this project, this journey for a really long time, and some of these things feel so silly to say, but when you don't see yourself represented, it's pretty disheartening. And when you finally do, it's this relief and this, you know, you feel this coming together, this connection, and you go, oh my gosh, I can be that person. If, you know, it's just such a beautiful feeling.
And so many people said they felt empowered by mm-hmm. doing the shoot. It sounds like you made a real effort to make the shoots be really fun and relaxing. But Amy, what was it like for you when you got in front of the camera? You're usually the one taking the shots.
Yeah, I put that off till the very last minute. I wasn't going to be in the book originally. I sort of felt like, no, I want to give a platform to other people to have a voice and to be seen. And I didn't feel like I needed to have that also. I think I was very much in denial about my own body image issues. And as we sort of went further along the line, there was someone at one of the shoots who said to me, are you going to be in the book, Amy? And I said, oh, no, no. And they said, well, isn't that a little bit hypocritical? And
uh-oh.
I thought, oh, okay. Then we decided to put myself in the book. And my husband actually photographed me while we're in LA. And I said to them, you know, I'm going to jump in front of the camera now. I'm going to give you guys a bit of a example of how it can be done. And I think I really, that saying fake it till you make it really resonates. I think that's exactly what I did. I took off my clothes and I wore nothing in my shoot. And I jumped in front of the camera and pretended like I was really confident. And, you know, inside it, I was terrified. I was so scared. But I thought, there's about to be 20 other people that are about to be photographed that I'm going to do this to. I need to show some bravery, I think.
Amy Herman, a very brave person, is the photographer behind the project and the book called Underneath We Are, which celebrates a range of women's and gender diverse people's bodies. No filters, no photoshopping. And I'm wondering if you could go through with something like that, or have you done something like this? Tell us how it changed the way you see your body. You can leave a message on our Facebook page. Amy, some of the people you photographed said it was the book that they felt they needed when they were growing up. But the responses that people get to diverse images on social media these days can really contribute to those feelings of shame and exclusion that mean that people need a book like this. How are you going to navigate those negative responses that sadly seem to be inevitable?
With difficulty for me. I'm one of those people that do take things personally. And I think, you know, when it is about your body, and a lot of these women will be seeing comments that come up on social media, and I think it's my job to filter them somewhat. And I think as far as online trolls go, I think that you get a couple types. You get the one that you don't give any time of day to. So the people that are just there to be outright nasty, have nothing nice to say, you're not going to be able to negotiate with these people. And so those sorts of comments get dismissed pretty quickly. They get deleted. They're not useful. But then there's other people that maybe are a little less informed. And so while well-meaning, their comments can come across a little bit offensive, but I do think it's important to address those comments too, because they're sort of these people that are unsure about how to address things, and they perhaps haven't seen images like this before, and they're not sort of sure whether they like what they're seeing. So I think it's important to address them. And I think we see a lot of that around images of larger bodies. And the main comment that comes up is about promoting obesity. Just because we're putting up an image of someone in a larger body that's happy and confident, suddenly we're seen as pushing this idea that, you know, everyone should have that type of body. And it's just not the case. You know, we deserve to be happy in whatever bodies we have.
And Amy, you've written in the introduction about the immense personal toll that you experienced during this project. Mm-hmm. It took 4 years. So there was the online trolls, the financial commitment. You had three kids while you were doing it.
Yes.
That's not a small thing. And some hospitalisations as well. How mm-hmm. do you feel that doing Underneath We Are has changed you?
That's a really good question. So I, through this journey of making the book, have also been in therapy. And I didn't bring up the fact that I was working on this book for a really long time. And eventually I mentioned it to my therapist, and she said to me, "Amy, that's huge." And I said, I know, it's a really big project. I probably shouldn't be working on something so big and at the moment. And she said, no, this is therapy for you. And I'd never considered it as something that's actually been helping me. So although there were a lot of stresses with the book, it is something that has been addressing my own body image issues and mental health issues as well. So it has been a type of therapy for me, which, yeah, was something that I hadn't considered until I brought it up. So it was kind of nice to go, okay, yeah, this is a big project, but it's really healing as well.
I'm doing a good thing for other people, but I'm doing a good thing for myself as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amy, it's been wonderful to chat to you today. Thanks so much for joining us on Life Matters.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Amy Herman's the photographer and curator behind this beautiful coffee table book, a photographic collection called Underneath We Are.